107.1 and 91.1 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Stay tuned. The science ladies are here. You're listening to X-Ray FM.
X-Ray is proud to present Mic Check, a hip-hop showcase every last Thursday of the month at the White Eagle. On Thursday, August the 25th, Mic Check will present live performances featuring Hanif, Stuart Villain, and Karma Rivera. Advanced tickets and information available at mcminimans.com/events.
X-Ray FM would like listeners to know about Elders in Action. They're active advocates and vibrant volunteers of all ages committed to helping older adults. Keep connected, stay engaged, and be empowered. To learn more, go to eldersinaction.org.
Good morning. You're listening to X-Ray FM. I'm Christine Alexander. My co-host today, Ed Hill. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Christine.
Ed had to move into the other room because the science ladies are here.
Hello.
Kira and Kay, good
Hello.
Morning.
Good
from
morning.
The Science Project. Science
why
Project
do they not
PDX.
Like me? Why do I always have to come in the other room when they show up?
We'll talk about that after the show.
Okay.
So now it's time for our weekly segment. Everything is interesting. We have a little bit of fun here in the studio while learning about the world of science and how it applies to our everyday lives. This week for our theme is space, ladies. What do you have in store for us today?
Ooh, something great and spacey.
Okay, bring it.
All right, so we immediately, when we heard that the theme was space, both started thinking about our favorite space movies.
Yep.
And man, who doesn't love science fiction movies? I mean, where else do you get a chance to imagine what it would be like if dinosaurs went to the moon? We figured out how to genetically alter people so they had extra heads.
Very useful.
Very, very useful. More brain power.
But for us, because we're nerds, half the fun of watching sci-fi movies is how blatantly they misrepresent the actual science behind their plots. And so we think it's a heck of a lot of fun to pick them apart.
Okay.
And honestly, how many sci-fi movies end up in space? So many.
So we came up with a quiz. We call it, you probably know they got it wrong, but do you know why?
Oh, I love it.
So we're going to play a couple clips from some of our favorite science fiction movies and focus in on some of the major inaccuracies. And then give you three possible reasons why it really wouldn't have happened that way, but only one of them is true. Sound
cool.
good?
Sounds great.
Cool.
Also, full disclosure, spoiler alert, we will be giving away a bunch of the good parts for a bunch of our favorite sci-fi films. So if, say, you've been sitting on watching Mission to Mars for the last 16 years, I would plug your ears during the questions because we will give away the ending and the spoilers.
Okay. That's a good one, by the way, Mission to Mars.
Right?
Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready, Ed?
Oh, I'm always good to go with these two.
Yeah. Okay.
On your toes.
Okay. Bring it.
So first we're going to talk about Armageddon.
Okay. That's a good clip.
Initiate system light system check.
They're landing a spaceship on an asteroid right now. Or they're trying.
Check. Engine seals check. Pressure seals check.
Everything's checked.
Everything's checked.
God, listen to the background noise.
I know. My favorite part of this movie is the overacting.
Where's the other shuttle? What happened to the other shuttle? Independence is off the grid.
Okay.
Okay. So that's an asteroid going to blow up the Earth. Bruce Willis takes a rocket there, lands it on an asteroid.
Yep. And so in the movie, they talk about how the asteroid is about the size of Texas,
uh-huh.
which we figure is roughly 300 square miles-ish, cube miles. And they're going to blow it up.
Great way, too. They're going to drill a hole in the asteroid and then just going to stick a bunch of bombs in the hole. And
nukes. Yeah, and blow it up, right?
Yeah. Okay. Awesome, right? Okay, so in the scene that you heard, pretty much the shuttle had crash-landed onto the surface of the asteroid, skidded like a car, and kind of finally ground to this nice, calm stop on the surface. And then everyone in the ship started walking around Ben Affleck gets out, starts driving across the surface in a rover, and everybody does a lot of that overacting we love so much. However, in reality, the ship would never have been able to land on the asteroid in the first place. Mm. And the astronauts definitely would not have been able to walk around. So, here's your question.
Okay.
This is because, A, asteroids move so fast that gusts of space wind would have kept the ship from being able to get close. And even if it did, space wind would have blown the astronauts clean into space when they got out of the ship.
Okay, space wind.
Space wind. B, all asteroids have a molten core, making their surfaces so hot that the ship would have disintegrated upon contact.
B, molten core. Okay.
C, even an asteroid the size of Texas is too small to generate enough gravity to hold the ship and the people onto its surface.
C, gravity.
Mm-hmm. So wow. What will it be?
Ed, what
well,
do you
think? Well, I don't know about the speed. I mean, things, we don't fly off Earth, and I'm assuming we're moving at the speed of, well, some asteroids anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that there is a such thing as space wind.
Congratulations, there's not.
So we're gonna go with that one.
So that was gravity. That which one are you? Yeah,
well, that was the first one. I'm saying no to the first one.
No to the first one.
And the second one, this molten core thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Earth has a molten core. I assume if it was that bloody hot,
yeah,
it would be more molten than solid
rock
at the surface anyway. Mm. Like, I mean, it would be like, you know, trying to land in a giant stew or something,
in a lava pit.
And you probably wouldn't even try. Yeah, who would land their spaceship in lava?
Nobody, apparently. So, what's the answer, ladies?
Well, so the answer is indeed C. There is not enough gravity on this asteroid to hold everybody to it. Even though it's the size of Texas, the gravitational force would be about 20 times weaker than what we experience on Earth. So every time someone takes a step with their massive Earth-conditioned muscles, it should launch them upward like the bounciest space trampoline ever.
So big bouncy mm-hmm. space asteroid house.
Okay. Yeah, which sounds really
okay.
fun.
I like the sound of space wind, but I guess I'm wrong. Okay, what's the next question?
Okay, so the next movie that we picked is Mission to Mars, that was came out in 2000, starring Tim Robbins and Gary Sinise. So
I love Tim Robbins.
I know, right?
What are you doing?
I'm going to get in a little close and try again.
Therese, but if you're getting close, you won't get back. And if anyone tries to get you, they'll die too. Honey, please. Please go back. Go back and help the others to the surface.
I am not losing you.
I can't let you do it. I can't let you die. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
So much breathing.
I know.
No. No.
Go, no, I love you.
Wait. Don't.
Ooh. Ouch. See, that's so funny because I've watched the movie and I like it, but to hear Tim Robbins just whispering like that, it does sound pretty ridiculous. It's pretty ridiculous.
Wow.
Okay, so what's the question? What's the deal with this one?
All right, so if you are not familiar with that scene, what just happened was Connie Nielsen justified the laws of inertia by using up half of her fuel careening through space without accelerating, and then stopped on a dime as if friction was a thing in space to save her husband, Tim Robbins. And Tim, in a heroic gesture to save his wife from using up all her fuel and dying in space, takes off his helmet and immediately freezes to death, ending up, he looks like a really cold mummy.
Right.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. not so good.
But he didn't have to die this way. Well, he did, but he wouldn't have. Not from freezing. So is that because, A, Mars, being the red planet, is actually red hot, so its radiant heat would have kept him cozy warm?
Okay.
B, you don't lose body heat quickly in space, so by the time he froze, he would have been dead by some other means. Or C, Tim Robbins' undying love for his wife would have kept him warm.
I gotta go with C, guys.
They really convinced us, didn't they? All their breathing.
Oh, not C, you're wrong. Let's see. Okay, so the one, Mars has enough radiant heat? No, I don't think so, because he's out of Mars gravity. So he, what's the
atmosphere?
Thing? Atmosphere. Yeah. Thank you. I was circling the globe with my hands.
I knew exactly
and you knew exactly what,
you were
what
doing.
I was talking about. So he's out of their atmosphere, so that doesn't count. So the other one is that it would he would die of something else before he froze.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct.
Yes!
Well done, Christine.
I'm thinking about this thing called air.
Yeah.
That, you know, that I don't think is there.
He would have suffocated before he would have froze.
Well, so if you somehow survive the lack of oxygen, bubbles forming in your bloodstream, extreme sunburn, mutated DNA, and ruptured lungs.
Ouch.
Then you might die by freezing. However, it would actually take almost an hour, once you're exposed to space, to lose all the heat from your body. Because the only way for you to lose heat in space is through passive radiation of the heat from your body to space. And of the three ways that heat is transferred, the two that actually work the fastest, convection and conduction, they need air to work. So without air, you can't have either. And
so he would have
death
suffocated.
Is slow by cold.
Ooh, ouch. Sorry, Tim.
Yeah, sorry,
okay,
Tim.
We have time for one more, ladies.
I think we should do Gravity.
I think so, too. Yeah,
okay.
Let's do Gravity.
All right,
the movie Gravity.
Yeah,
okay.
And this may actually be one that people haven't seen because it came out recently. Ugh. So,
and we're really about to spoil it.
Yes. Yeah. Plug your ears.
Please
sure.
Definitely,
listen.
You yeah. do not want it spoiled. Yeah. So if you don't That's haven't good. Seen Gravity yet and you want to see it, don't listen to this. Okay, so what's the Gravity deal?
I am going to pull you in. Pull you in.
Let me go.
No.
The roads are too rough.
You're
with me.
Yeah,
let me go.
Yeah,
well,
no,
that's funny. I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. Well, Hollywood loves self-sacrificing male actors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish they were that way in real life.
Yeah.
Bye,
yeah.
George Clooney. Bye.
So love you, George.
In case you haven't seen the movie, what just happened is Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, they're trying to get to a space station. They're sort of hurtling past it. Her foot gets tangled up in a parachute cord. He goes past her. They're both. So she's attached to the space station by a parachute cord.
Right.
He's holding onto her by a tether. And then, of course, because he's, I don't know, so gallant, because astronauts have to be, he decides that he's going to let go of the tether and he's going to float away into space. But when he lets go, they're not moving, but she's worried that the parachute cord is going to slip off of her foot. So that's why he lets go. She recoils backwards towards
how
the space
gallant.
Station.
How yeah. gallant. Okay. So, okay, but in reality, just like Tim Robbins, George Clooney does not have to die, at least in this way. Is this because, A, when he lets go of the strap, George Clooney would have stayed in the same position relative to Sandra Bullock and the station, and she could have found out a way to rescue him. B, George Clooney would have actually moved towards Sandra Bullock when he let go of the strap, not away, because the gravitational force of the station would have pulled him in. Or C, because everybody knows that George Clooney is just too beautiful to die. So all he needed to do was use his supernatural powers of attraction to bring Sandra Bullock and the station towards him.
Oh, I'm going with C. I'm going with C this time. Oh.
Well, we know B can't be right. We've already done the gravity thing. If a 300... square mile asteroid doesn't have enough gravity to suck you in the space station.
Look, you've been listening.
Oh,
congratulations. Learning, learning.
Our job,
yes, we
have.
Our job. Everybody knows that C is the universal answer because George Clooney is too beautiful to die, but A is the correct answer.
A
actually, scientifically,
answer.
That is the right mm-hmm. one.
It's sort of counterintuitive because if this had happened on Earth, let's say they were falling off a cliff or something, then the force of Earth's gravity would have been acting on Clooney, and if he had let go of the strap, it would have indeed sent him hurtling away from Sandra Bullock. But without the gravity of a planet or air resistance, when he let go of the strap, he should have just stayed
just
exactly
stayed still.
Where he was.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that
but a lot less dramatic.
Everything.
Right.
Yeah,
so much more boring.
A lot less.
Oh,
yeah.
No, don't let me go. Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Bye.
I mean, I feel like it's worth saying that this is actually one of the most scientifically accurate movies ever made.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's generally accepted as, I mean, they did a ton of research. I just read an article yesterday with an astronaut had watched the movie and was like, oh, even the buttons that they push are like in the right place. Yeah, so it's a very accurate movie. movie, but you know, sometimes you just, you gotta move the plot along.
Right, and however, also everyone's favorite astrophysicist, Neil deGrasse Tyson, doesn't entirely agree that it was that accurate, so you can read all of his like 78,000 billion tweets about what this movie got wrong about astrophysics online, so that's a fun activity if you're bored.
Or if you're a science lady.
Yeah, or if you're, for me, great, yes.
Well, thank you so much. As usual, it was a great deal of fun. Kira and Kay from the Science Project, that's scienceprojectpdx.org.
Correct.
Thank you so much for joining us again, and we really appreciate it. And thanks for the fun, spacey stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
We'll be speaking with Tom.